Paddy Bradley, good second half performance today. How do you sum up that one to start the championship, the All-Ireland series with a victory?
Just delighted to get the result because we've obviously been on a bad run the last while. But look, after the Down game, the boys returned to training and they went tonight at Convoy and put the head down and worked really hard, and that's a reward for that. I think we're probably in a sticky enough place at half time. But to be fair, nobody had the head down. We knew we had plenty of possession and we had created enough chances, but we maybe just were shooting from the wrong areas and maybe the wrong boys on the ball. So we talked about composure at half time, and I think we showed a lot of that. You know, the likes of Kieran Thompson, Jamie Brennan, by Keelan McGonigal, Luke McLinn, come on, get a score. Oisin Farrell stepped up there, so just delighted for the boys and delighted to get the campaign off with all.
And I suppose when you're playing games like this, you need your men, you need your shooters on the ball, and Oisin and Kieran particularly stepped up to that challenge in the second half.
Aye, well look, just and then two men in general. Like Oisin's obviously had a hard time with injuries, and we've tried to manage that, and he hasn't played much football. It's probably a bit rusty again in the first half. Snapped at a few chances. Kieran himself missed pre-season and whatnot with an injury. But you know, the more he trains and the more game time he gets, he's certainly, you know, look like the Kieran Thompson of old. So aye, there's serious leadership within the group, and that might sound funny given the bad run we're on, but you know, a hell of a lot of them boys carried injuries into the season and missed pre-season and have missed different parts with different niggles and that. So it's great to have them leaders on the field, like even from Sean Patton and goals, who I thought was immense today. Obviously the big save he had in the first half kept us in the game.
I think he was involved in two of the points in the first half as well.
And look, and his kicking then towards them was fantastic. Yeah. Leclerc obviously gave up a lot of kickouts, and he was fairly chipped them away, which is easy to show him. But whenever we were trying to force the issue, he went long with two or three and, you know, found the target every time, and more like the Sean Patton we know.
They started to panic when they were pushing up and they knew that the long kick was going to cause them problems. But the other side of that was Donegal never panicked in that second half. And when you hit the front, you just controlled the game, so you used it.
Aye, and you know, it's funny because it's nearly as if we were in that position loads of times this season whenever we haven't been. But look, you know, the confidence and the training has been excellent. Like, that's one thing I'd say about these boys. They're a very resilient bunch, and they're very, very disappointed about obviously the National League and about the Down game, but it doesn't deter them from coming to training every night and just giving their best. The serious belief in what they're about, and you know, the serious hunger and the desire to do well for Donegal. And say, I'm just delighted that all the hard work sort of paid off today. But look, it's only 1-1. You know, the group's going to be tight. All the groups are going to be tight. We have to go and try and back it up against Derry. That's going to be a new challenge. Derry obviously are coming off the back of a second Ulster title. They're going to be buoyant. But we have them in Ballybuffet, which they have a pretty good record in. So look, we've 2 weeks to work on that. So as I say, just we'll enjoy tonight.
Will you have many players back from injury for that Derry game, or is it going to come too soon? I'm looking at a man just over your shoulder here, Patrick McBertie. What's the story with the personnel who are injured?
Well, Patrick's very far on in terms of, you know, the rehab. He's at the final stages. Whether or not he'll be in contention for the Derry game, I don't know. Obviously, with the nature of the injury he had, having, you know, obviously an operation, if they take medical advice in that, he's ramping up his rehab every week. Derry game might be a wee bit too soon, but if not Derry, I would hope to see him probably against Mullen for some game time. But look, again, he hasn't even integrated into full training yet, so we'll have to see how that goes. The likes of Jason McGee obviously come on today and get a half there, which is obviously a big bonus.
It was important in the second half.
It was, and I thought he had hands on a lot of ball and made really, really good decisions. He's going to be important to the team, so you know, Luke McLinn, even, you know, under 20s, he obviously missed a wee bit of our campaign because he was involved with the 20s and he's been in and out of our training. I thought he was excellent whenever he went on and kicked a lovely score too. So look, the panel's getting stronger. We obviously know the men that we're missing long term, and it's disappointing, but you know, we can't dwell on that. We have to try and move forward, and I thought, as I say, the boys done that today.
Can I just ask you one final question? You're going to go into the Derry game obviously as underdogs, but there's no pressure on Donegal in this championship, so would you agree with that maybe the more pressure might be on Derry getting into the game?
Well, I suppose Derry will have to, you know, take care of Monaghan first, see how that goes. They're obviously favourites to win the group. They're coming off the back of 2 years of serious progression. They're a top quality side. You seen that last week. I was actually commentating on that game down there, and even whenever they weren't at the best, they were still fully won an Ulster title, so that just shows you how strong they are. It's going to be a difficult challenge, but look, generally there's never much between Derry and Donegal, even back as far as days whenever I was playing. So look, we'll prepare accordingly. We'll look at Derry, we'll look at the strengths, we'll look at where we can maybe hurt them, and you know, we're really looking forward to 2 weeks because we're buoyant after that victory of the day.
What's it going to be like for a Derry man going up against his own county?
I suppose whenever you take on the job of even managing a different club or a different, you know, there's the possibility that you will come across you know your own club or your own county, and it's part and parcel of management. My hat's firmly in the Donegal camp, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, preparing the team in the next 2 weeks to put our best foot forward against Derry.